Hello again. There are few things which left-wing middle-class types enjoy more than patronising black people. Whether it is sponsoring a child in Africa and then putting the kid's photograph up in the kitchen to show how caring they are, to hanging a Ukrainian flag outside their house or having a poster saying, "Refugees welcome here" in the window. People like that simply adore looking down on and appearing to be respectful and kind towards people of sub-Saharan black heritage. It gives them a warm and fuzzy feeling inside. They also like telling everybody how wonderfully advanced Africa was before the arrival of European slave traders and colonisers. The civilization of Benin with its mighty walls, great Zimbabwe. If only we had left them alone, they would by now have space rockets and world-famous scientists. It is this attitude which has given rise in recent years to the fantastic stories of African civilizations. The thumbnail to this video shows a bunch of mud huts surrounded by ditches and piles of earth. Those living in this primitive village belonged to a pre-literate tribal culture which had no cities. Their buildings didn't have any windows and nor did they have any upper stories. They were able to dig ditches but not build walls. Welcome to an Iron Age English hill fort. Nobody has ever described such settlements as being part of a civilization, let alone a sophisticated civilization. That would be absurd. Nor were there cities at that time in this country. One reason that there was no civilization was that the people had no system of writing. They were pre-literate. With writing, one cannot, one cannot promulgate laws, keep records of taxation, organise a political system, and so on. The memories of men and women are fallible and prone to forgetfulness and error. When a set of laws, such as the famous Code of Hammurabi, was chiselled into a monolith, they were quite literally set in stone. More than that, there could no longer be any dispute about those laws. They were, in a sense, public property. Once they were set out in writing like that, people were freed from the caprice, the arbitrary actions of kings and rulers. There were laws. There was civilization. It was no longer necessary when some legal point was challenged to hunt out an old man and probe his perhaps failing memory. The information was stored so successfully that 4,000 years later we're still able to consult the ancient king of Babylon's code of law. Only when laws, rules and agreements are recorded permanently in this way can there be any prospect of stable civil society. Once writing appeared, then governments emerged which controlled not merely one city and the surrounding territory, but groups of cities and towns. This in turn led first to the rise of nations and then of empires. Not until a ruler could communicate his unequivocal wishes to subjects hundreds of miles away was it possible for civilizations to arise. This is why Mesopotamia and ancient Egypt were the first civilizations in the world, because they were the first places where writing was developed. It may be universally agreed that there was no civilization in England before the arrival of the Romans, but when we turn to Africa, we change the rules, or rather some people change the rules. They look at a place like the settlement of Benin in what was now Nigeria, and observe just the same illiterate people, the same ditches and heaps of earth which we see at English hill forts, but instead they claim that there are the Great Walls of Benin in a deliberate effort to make them sound like the Great Wall of China. In other words, when we use different words to describe the same thing which we have seen in this country, they call a bunch of single-storey mud huts without windows a city. Look again at the thumbnail of the English hill fort of Maiden Castle. I have never in my life heard it described as a city, and nor have I ever seen the ditches around it described as walls. I have no idea at all whether progressive and liberal people who engage in this kind of deception actually know what they are doing, or whether they are so much in the habit of patronising black people that it's become second nature to them and they don't even notice what's happening. Trust me, unless you're going to start claiming that there was a sophisticated civilization in England during the Iron Age, and that the ditches and banks around hill forts were really mighty walls, then you're not thinking clearly. If you wish to advance the idea that when Africans lived in mud huts without windows, then that constituted a city, then you will need to accept that prehistoric Britain was dotted with walled cities. Does anybody believe that? Forget skin colour, ignore the different continents, and start thinking seriously about why we've fallen into such devious and illogical habits of thought. This is part of a cottage industry, by the way, of creating a false history of Africa, and it's being done from various motives, but none of them straightforward, none of them honourable and logical.